Part of the joy of the craft beer journey comes from exploring different styles of beer and then discovering something that you want to drink again and again. Over the last year, especially, hazy, juicy IPAs have surged in popularity, and for good reason. They are delicious. When I got together with Oliver Brewing's brewmaster, Steve Jones, last week, we sat down to enjoy a few beers, including a new one called Time-Sensitive Material.
We've dipped our toes into the sea of hazy New England IPAs, which was something I resisted for quite a while. I'm quite a traditional guy in terms of brewing. I've been in the industry for 24 years, started in England, so hazy beers were the antithesis of what we do. You know, everything had to be crystal clear. So this was a strange one for me. But these days in the industry, there's so much competition. The business is evolving all the time.
When Steve poured the beer, its appearance and aroma were everything that I love about New England IPAs. And when I tasted it, I knew that once again, Steve Jones had knocked it out of the park.
When you drink it, it's just soft on your palate. You haven't got the jarring bitterness of traditional West Coast IPAs. There's not a lot of bittering hops, very, very little. But there's a bigger dry hop addition, so you'll get nice aromas and flavors from the dry hops. The name time-sensitive material, because obviously with anything that is this heavily dry hopped, you're talking about freshness. Hops will age in a beer over time. So that's where the name is, time-sensitive material. Get it, drink it. Don't let it sit around in your fridge, just drink it.
And that's just what I'm going to do now. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump. 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.